It's Podcast Mosh, the greatest podcast in all the world, brought to you by Lich King. Lich King, because thrash metal needed a Manowar. TM, recorded live at PDP Studios in beautiful downtown Greenfield, Massachusetts.
That reminds me, we need a new intro, like real bad.
It's over already. The entire podcast is done.
Yeah.
We're done now.
Good start. Seriously, like, if Tom was here today, I was gonna actually have him record a new intro.
Yeah. And, well, he was being too he's too busy fucking his dog. So. He's out there. Tom's it's for you.
Just dog fucking.
Dog fucking.
He's the maniac Chevy Chase. Stuff, you
know? Yeah.
Hey, we're Lich King. What's going on?
We are Lich King. Yeah. This is a podcast you're listening to, but you probably knew that.
It's called Podcast Mosh, as evidenced by the intro.
Yep. You can find it at podcast.lichkingmetal.com.
Or subscribe at patreon.com/lichkingmetal, where you give us a couple bucks per episode, and you can get free CDs or a bunch of other rewards that we've been really bad about giving out.
Right, yeah, we missed in the past couple times. We've been good on that.
We've been a little busy.
Busy.
Just a little busy.
We got a
with some stuff.
We got that fill in singer. We're working on polishing him up.
Yep,
we've had a few shows around.
Yeah, the last podcast was saying that he was the fill in, and now we can actually say how it went.
Yeah, we played four shows.
Horribly,
they were horrible.
It was awful.
What's his name?
Ryan Taylor.
He's been from
Solstice.
His last name is Taylor. Just kidding. This whole time.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan O'Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan O'Brien.
Unfortunately, we've got no Nick, no Tom, no Ryan today. We're just...
We just have the interesting members of the band here today.
Just Joe.
The rhythm section.
Me, Joe, and Mike here.
Holding it down, fucking it up.
Yeah.
Dropping sticks, picks, and... playing licks. Oh my god! I'm gonna kill myself.
God,
dicks.
That was the lamest.
I'm gonna jump off a cliff.
Oh god!
Dropping dicks.
There you go.
That's it. There's no rhyming. Just
dropping dicks.
Yeah.
We've been sorry to all our Patreon people and to anybody who any like enthusiastic podcast mosh listeners out there. We haven't done one in like 2 months or so.
Has it been that long?
It's really been that long.
I feel like last time it had been that long. You know,
last time was us announcing Ryan, and in the last month we played four shows with him.
Wow!
And then we obviously had to practice with him before that. So I'm thinking the last podcast was about 2 months ago.
Sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm. We've been trying to do like one a month, and then bump up to like two a month, and this whole Europe thing happened.
Yep.
So
we're busy working on that. On the plus side, you don't get charged anything if we don't release anything, so you're not wasting money. We just haven't put anything out for you, so. Yeah. Stick around. We're gonna keep doing stuff.
Yep.
And before we go,
it'd be nice to record a podcast in Europe. Do like a really
we can
like,
figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
You'd have to be a pocket recorder and slap it on a table and fucking.
It'd have to be a much more low quality version where we just all huddle around like a phone or something.
Is there some kind of app where you could use each phone as a recording device and it all syncs to one file?
No, I mean we could just do that. It's not that hard to do.
No. Let's do that.
We just all hit record and talk into our own phones and.
Make you do all the work.
Yeah.
I have a Tascam room recorder somewhere. That
could be totally useless. Thank you, Mike.
Can it?
Green room recordings.
No, actually, that might be. Yeah. Doesn't have like mic inputs or anything. It's just like a little.
Yeah, USB and FireWire.
No, well that.
That's not a mic input.
No. The itself is just like a mic, and then you could just transport the file via FireWire. USB.
Gotcha. Joe's throwing an apple.
It's a good chucking apple.
He just ate the perfect size. He just ate a pear, and now he's throwing an apple.
I just want to throw it at Mike's face. Yeah. Mike, is your face ready?
It's apple ready.
Oh, shit. Nailed the mic.
I nailed the mic.
What mic were you aiming for?
I was aiming for Garfield.
We're filled with dough jokes today.
Mike, for the love of God, put the microphone in front of your fucking mouth.
Like this. Yeah, I just can't stand the smell.
Yeah, but every time you're talking to Joe, you turn to Joe and you talk away from him.
You gotta rotate your head over.
No, don't rotate your head.
No, I mean like you know you kind of.
Yeah, if you're gonna do that, Mike, your mic can move. Just like go like this.
Oh yeah.
Make sure it's pointing directly at your mouth at all times.
Yep.
Mike didn't even know what a podcast was like 3 months ago.
No, it was a year. Now he's the it was actually a year ago, and 2 weeks from today, I first hangout was a year ago.
Yeah. Really? Was it? Has it been a year?
It's mid-November, pretty much.
Yeah. Mike-iversary. Are you gonna celebrate?
His first shows with us were in March. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Did that little?
I don't remember.
It's
funny.
The thing that we went and played in Michigan.
Yeah, we played
exactly a year to my first practice. I am now. We're going to Europe together.
Yeah.
That's a year exactly from my first practice.
That's pretty sweet. You're good luck or something.
And that's good.
You know what else is kind of cool? Apparently, Tom posted this in our little Facebook group the other day, but 6 years ago from yesterday was the first Lich King practice ever.
As a real band.
Oh, yeah, as a real band.
Oh, yeah.
September something.
No.
Not September.
October 20th.
What month is it?
October 20th. It would have been 2009.
How did that go from what you remember?
I don't know. It was good.
I played bass.
Was it you three? It was you two and Tom.
Eric had scabies.
No, it was Eric and Kevin on guitar.
I didn't see Eric for the first 2 months we were a band.
Oh, yeah. Eric had scabies.
He had scabies for like 2 months.
I forgot about that.
It's a thing.
What is scabies?
I don't fuck. Some skin
issue. It's like a skin thing.
You just get a. Is it just a giant scab that forms over your arm?
I don't know, man.
No, that would be scabby.
We didn't see him for 2 months because apparently it's contagious.
Scabby.
Fucking Christ. Hey, guys.
Hey.
We're here.
Hey.
We talked about some stuff. So, Europe. Is there anything else we want to talk about Europe?
We're busy getting ready. Yeah, we got a shit ton of shows. We're actually nearing the 30 show mark booked for Europe. I think we only have like 5 open dates and. According to our booking agent, Daniel, those are supposed to be filled, or at least 2 or 3 of them are. Mm. We're going to be playing a crap ton of shows. We posted the tour flyer and the dates on our Facebook.
Mm.
At there. You can also go to tour.lichkingmetal.com. Most of the dates should be listed there, but there's probably some that are still in the works.
Yep. I plan to update all those things. There's been a few since I did all the plugging away.
Well, we've got like 6 dates. It's like 6 or 7 dates in Spain and Germany, 2 in the Czech Republic. I know we have 1 in Switzerland.
Love
we have
some Czechs.
3 in the Netherlands, at least 1 in Belgium, 1 in Italy. I forget where else, but there's a lot of dates. Like
Austria.
There's too many to list. Like, just go.
Yeah.
Go to Facebook.
That's actually it.
30 shows in 28 days.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably go repost that. Like, right. Well, actually, I don't know. I think we're gonna wait to announce the last couple of dates before we repost it again. But it's up there. Just go look at the dates. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some tasty merch coming out for you people.
Yep.
You people over there. Some stuff.
We'll have a tour shirt.
Nice poster.
A poster.
Mm. Yeah, we have close to 10 shows in Germany.
Yeah, that's a lot of shows.
It's crazy how Germany is like our Texas for shows. The amount of shows that they could play like around a certain area.
What? California.
Like, no, I mean like Texas.
Like our Texas.
Texas. There's like 3 population centers, and that's it.
No, I mean but I've seen bands play like within like California.
California,
like 10 shows.
Yeah, you can
and
get
like
away with
Texas.
That.
I've seen bands do like 7 shows around Texas. It seems like that's like. Yeah,
I mean, because those states are gigantic. I mean, you can play like 3 shows in Ohio, but why would you want to?
Yeah, no,
just kidding.
Why
Ohio,
would you even go there?
No, why even go to Ohio?
Shout out to Rensenberg.
Ohio is just a giant black top. Ohio is just a giant black top. Yeah. There is nothing. You don't want. There's no business going there.
Congrats to Vic on the new nugget.
Oh yeah, Vic from Vindicator had another kid.
Yeah,
congrats.
Woo.
Yeah.
It's a boy, right? Something like that.
I believe so, yes. Yeah, I miss those guys.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
When did we last see Vindicator?
When we went on that tour, Tom decided to meet up with Vic and his wife without telling us, and I got real mad about
it. Wait, in March?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right.
Really?
They met at Red Robin.
They met at Red Robin.
And when? Then we, like...
And we went on to hang out with them, and then we, like, nobody, we didn't know anything.
What was this? What was this show?
This was the one of the shit, one of the Ohio shows.
Yeah.
Kent. We played Kent.
Oh, yeah. Kent. But I don't remember Tom leaving, though. That's
No, it was like before. It was like the day before the show, or like...
He was with Julie, so he wasn't with us. He was like around with Julie and stuff, right?
I think they were.
Are you sure this was that March tour?
Yes, it was.
That's
must
weird.
Have been.
Totally was.
Mustard Men.
I agree. Mustard Men.
You gotta stop them.
What? Are you just like...
It's the hops, man. It's the hops. Oh, it's, God. It's all hopped up.
Oh, no. So yeah, what did we do recently? We did
two days with Hatchet and a day on our own, and then Brooklyn the other night.
Yeah. We played.
We've been the New York, Connecticut, Jersey area twice in the last like month.
It's weird.
And I showed everyone the best beach day. We had the best food, the best time together. No rush either.
We had about 20 minutes on the beach.
In the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. And we spent most of that trying to figure out how to walk on the boardwalk.
To get pizza.
To get pizza.
And the pizza was $4 for a cheese slice.
Trying to go to the place I wanted you to take you to. And then we sit, after 20 minutes of figuring out the entrance, we sit at the table and then leave. And then we go to the beach. And the water is just caked with like yellow scum, and I'm like,
the water was green, and then the fucking there was this brown foam on top.
That's the luxury of living in my area.
And like all these people just like bathing next to this boardwalk.
Everyone was like orange and grossly muscular.
Is that a leather lazy boy? No, that's my grandfather.
Yeah, that was a time. Yeah, we ended up getting some pizza at like a place not close to the boardwalk.
Yeah, we drove and then got some pizza, which was good pizza.
It was pretty good.
It was solid.
Yeah.
It was a solid six on the pizza scale.
Yeah, it wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah, well, you kept talking up Jersey pizza, and then you're like, man, we got to get some pies, and then we got some pies, and you couldn't figure out where you wanted to bring us.
It should be called a pie.
No, because of... No.
I'm on board with the pies.
Was it Ryan that was telling me? Ryan was not... No, sorry, Ryan Donato.
Yeah.
He was telling me about his mom like lived up here for a little while, and she went called to a pizza place and tried to order, like, you know, can I get a couple pies? And
they didn't know.
Like, we don't serve pies. This is a pizza shop.
Yeah, she lived actually...
not too
during
far
the era from the Born of the Bomb release show. She lived like right in... She lived in Ware, actually.
Ware?
So, yeah.
No, Ware?
Where? The town, where, or city, whatever the hell it is.
Where?
W-A-R-E.
Oh.
Where?
I'm just fucking with you.
I know. It was like, man. But yeah. And then she moved out because she couldn't stay in Massachusetts.
No, no, it's the problem was she was living in Where.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'll probably...
Sorry, Rob.
Like, I heard there's... It's wherever, like in the middle of, like...
Same shit.
Nowhere.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
It's like... It's not a hill town.
It's more nowhere than Greenfield is.
Yeah, it's impressive.
And like people think Greenfield's in the middle of nowhere.
Like when I move here, I'm probably gonna have to just like freak out and cause a scene at some point.
Just move to East Hampton. Like,
if you're in East Hampton or Northampton or Amherst, you'll be fine. There's lots of people, lots of stuff to do.
Yeah, everybody I know lives in East Hampton.
Hmm.
And yeah.
Like I would never live in like a city. I always like living outside and then going to the city whenever I wanted to.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Anytime I'm in Boston for more than 2 days, I freak out, man.
Yeah.
I'm exactly. Like, I have to drive through this again where nobody else can drive and there's just traffic 24/7.
I love the suburbs. Living in the suburbs, having fun in the cities and going back to the suburbs.
Yeah. There
Ooh.
You go.
Mm. So I played what?
No, yeah, no, the Hatchet Tour.
Hatchet Tour, yeah, we played, ended up playing two shows at St. Vitus in the past, like, month or so.
Yeah. Was it St. Vitus first? We did St. Vitus, then St. Vitus in Brooklyn, and then Champs in Trenton, and then we did, what's the place called? Cherry Street. Cherry Street.
It was a packed show, man.
Yeah. Nah, it was a, what was it? What was that? Like, it was a Thursday night?
Yeah, in Wallingford, Connecticut.
It's a Thursday night in a small area. I mean, the crowd that was there dug it, and it was
my
fun.
Sisters were came. They bought us beer. That was nice.
They did.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Really good
Chinese
stuff.
We had Chinese food 3 days in a row. Well, sorry, Sake. Asian food 3 days in a row on that tour. We had Chinese in New York City.
Was it?
We had Chinese in New York City. We had sushi in Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had Chinese in Connecticut.
Oh, how good was that sushi?
Sushi was pretty good, man.
I ate so much, I wanted to die.
It was this all-you-can-eat sushi place where you fill out the card and stuff. And,
yeah.
Oh, man.
And that waitress hates us for no reason.
She hates fun. That's what she hates.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd be miserable. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her job. Speaking of sushi, No, it's nothing to do with sushi. All
right. So, yeah, we played St. Vitus and Champs with Champs and Trenton with Hatchet, and then we parted way. We hung out at my house and played Drawful for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then, and then we played Cherry Street Station with Shallow Ground.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
It's a good time.
And we've been getting a lot of good feedback from Ryan, and he's a wild man on stage and jumps 4 to 5 feet in the air somehow.
Yeah. He remembered a good amount of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Enough of the lyrics to be passable.
Anytime.
After every song,
Anytime.
He's got to stop doing that. I'm going to murder him next time he does it. Like, literally, I'm just going to straight up kill him on stage.
That'd be a good show.
People
would like that.
Yeah.
Should have done it at St. Vitus.
I'll be like, yo, I got you. Breaks neck.
And then, yeah, we played St. Vitus for Rage of Armageddon Festival. And it's a bummer. It was still a great show because all the fans committed to going to the show, even though Razor was supposed to headline two of the nights. And that was like the main draw. But it's cool that everyone stuck around, still supported the promoter and everything.
All the other bands. Yeah, it was packed. It was a packed show. It was great.
Yeah.
A lot of people there. Probably, I think that's the first like Saturday night show we've had at St. Vitus. Because every other time it's been like a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something weird.
Yeah.
Good crowd and it was fun. And
Morbid Saint killed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was good seeing those guys again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we hadn't seen them since 2013 when we did Chicago.
Yeah.
It was even longer than we saw, it was... Hatchet. We hadn't played with Hatchet since I think the last time we played with Hatchet until these couple shows, we were supposed to play with them in Oakland, but something happened. Like, they jumped on a tour, and then that tour got canceled. The last time we played with Hatchet was at the Wizard Tower, which was also known as Unit 11 in Alston. And that was, like, probably 2010. That was still when Eric and Kevin were in the band.
That was a weird show.
Yeah, it was like this little like what's it
loft?
Called? Loft, like a loft apartment with a stage in it.
Hmm.
It was weird as shit, but it was cool.
Wizard Tower. Yeah.
I was talking to this dude from Argentina, Christian Demisi, or I think that's his name. He came from Argentina. Yeah, something like that, and he came from Argentina for a week just to see the Rage of Armageddon and Whiplash is playing like this upcoming week. And he was telling me that when you guys played with Rados de Parau, then they played MDF, and then they came back to New York and played in an apartment right across from St. Vitus in an apartment, and they like destroyed the apartment, like huge fight and everything. It was like crazy. I can't imagine that. Like,
well,
fireworks it's and weird. Stuff inside the room. Yeah,
I can't imagine that.
Well, when we played with them with Ratos, that was the Riot show.
Oh, yeah.
At,
we probably talked about that.
Yeah, we probably sure we have.
At the Blackthorn.
Yeah, that was kind of a...
That was nuts.
That was a shit show.
Speaking of Nick Mimikos... You just messed up. Joe, tell your love story.
I don't listen to that. Okay, so heading down to St. Vitus, the second time we played recently, I had some bowel issues, chronic diarrhea.
That's an understatement.
Classify it. Yeah, we had to stop many times on the way down, like too many. And,
really?
Yeah. You weren't with us. Like I drink a bottle of water, and like 20 minutes later, I was just literally pissing out my ass. It was disgusting.
What did you eat?
I don't know. I had like my mom made me dinner and I had some leftovers. I think that's what it was. So like I had to use the bathroom at St. Vitus like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times. And the first time I went in there, there's this guy, Nick Mimikos, who everyone probably knows for one reason or another.
Yep.
And like the door lock is just a deadbolt and you can only get it on like half an inch or so. And I'm just sitting there, minding my own business, trying to live through some awful diarrhea. And, like, a lot of people were, like, knocking on the door, like, pushing and stuff, just to, like, kind of see if anyone was in there. Like, this kid,
picture you
like he must have, like, locked his arm and just ran towards the door, because, like, that door just burst the fuck open. And I'm, like, sitting there, like, whoa. And he's like, oh, God, no. And he, like, slams the door and runs out. I had to, like, hobble over with my pants down and try to, like, get it to lock again so it didn't happen. And I told him he had to buy me dinner. And
I just remember like him saying like, "I'm not buying you dinner." It's like, what? And I'm like, "What are you guys talking about?"
Mike, if you don't put that microphone in front of your mouth, I'm going to kill you.
It keeps dipping down.
Well, you're also turning that way to talk to Joe.
It's look,
just
look.
Turn your eyes. Turn look your at, eyes. Now look at Joe. There you go. That's all you got to do.
How you do it.
Yeah, there we go. That's right.
What else we got going on?
I'm not editing this out because I'm too lazy.
Shows. Talk about Ryan, Europe.
Yeah.
Ryan, Europe, shows.
We're going to be doing a lot of prep for Europe. Oh, we're all going to be together for like a week or two before we go.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out how we're getting all of our shit there.
Oh, yeah. That's a nightmare.
Because I had to bring like my snare drum and my pedal and my cymbals. And we're trying to bring like our big merch tub with like all our lights and stands and crap.
What day of the week are we flying out?
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
From JFK.
Yep. Flying out on Tuesday. Oh, and we should buy those return flight tickets.
Oh yeah,
we got to do that. Do you guys? I mean, I don't know. Are you staying?
I'm just not going to get a return flight ticket. Yeah.
Okay, and you're just going to
staying
like,
in
stay
Europe
in
for
Europe.
Like 6 years.
6 years, yeah, roughly. Yeah. Or until you know our next show in March or something. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. We'll see. Yeah.
So I should just buy four return tickets.
You're gonna get sick of it.
Yeah, four return tickets.
Okay. Probably. And we are gonna stay. It's cheaper to stay for two more days in Berlin and get a hostel than it is to fly out 2 days sooner. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chill in Berlin.
Because like the flights to go out on Sunday, like after our last show or the day after the last show, they're like $1,600. Or they're $1,300 to fly 2 days later. We can get a hostel for like $125 for all of us.
Did you get on that?
And just hang out in Berlin for a couple days.
Sweet.
So if anybody listening to this podcast is in Berlin and wants to like hang out with us and or put us up or...
Yeah.
Or in fact, anywhere in Europe, if you want to help us out or put us up or feed us, that would be more than appreciated.
Our first show is in Berlin, right?
I believe
Yes.
Dude, that band Space Chaser is from Berlin and they're like... I've met them. They're like cool dudes. We could probably like hang with them or something. So they're gonna come to our show. So maybe we'll be like, hey,
cool. Space and Chase.
What? Yeah.
Why aren't they playing?
That's what I was saying. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like it always. No, every time you try to like get local bands you like on shows on tour,
it never works out.
Like something like I think last time we played Chicago, Smash Potato couldn't do it.
Hmm. Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
Silly, but yeah, like Brian said, if anyone in Europe wants to hang out, I'm going to be loafing around for a bit, so, and I might need some direction or assistance. We'll find out.
Yeah. Joe's going to just rough it to Europe for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Wait, you're going to carry your guitar, though, around?
No, I think I'm going to leave it with my friend, and my friend's living in Berlin.
Oh, okay.
I might mail it back or something. I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you just bring it back on your eventual flight back?
You said I'd have to backpack around Europe with a guitar.
No, I'm saying, but leaving in Berlin.
Oh yeah,
do a loop,
yeah.
Go back to Berlin,
yeah.
Then fly out of Berlin.
That's a solid. Yeah, I haven't really figured out the logistics entirely yet, and kind of winging it, which is great and awful and terrifying. I'm nervous.
So yeah,
we're gonna have a game night soon, hopefully.
Oh yeah,
especially when we're all just when we should be practicing and we're all here and we're not gonna be practicing, we're gonna have a game night.
Yeah.
What I
Yeah. So game. Mike's not going to be in on it. So
no, I am.
First things first. I finally got GTA 5 for the PC.
Woo!
So if anybody wants to jump on,
seems like everyone. I grew. It's like I don't. It's not as interesting to me anymore. GTA 5. I don't know.
It's. I don't know.
You
it's,
played the shit.
I did.
I just want to do stupid stuff online. Like
I know, but that's
find
what
all the
I,
weird game types and yeah.
Like I got it midnight when it came out. I got it, beat the story mode in 2 weeks, and then online started 2 weeks later, and they had, like, 2 months worth of, like, work to do on online because it kept messing up for everyone.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't get in for the first, like, 3 days.
It was so terrible. And then, like, after, like, it came out in November, and then by, like, February, it was, like, perfect.
Here's what you don't do. Here's the problem. Like, games that come out now, don't buy them right away. They're always broken. Mm-hmm. There's always bugs. They're always fucked up. Like, any game from Rockstar, any game from EA, any game from Activision, don't buy it right away.
It seems like the huge, detailed where the most popular games, and they're incredibly detailed, and the maps are incredibly huge. It's like everyone's like constantly like, I need it, I need to do it, and they're all on it at once, and it's just gonna blow up. Like,
yeah, I mean, like I don't understand. This is why I stopped like pre-ordering games or buying games right away, because yeah. No matter one, I don't want to spend $60 on a game because I don't have fucking $60. Two, they're always. Like, remember the whole like fiasco with Battlefield 4, how that was like ridiculously broken and just crashed constantly?
It's like, no, I got that like recently, actually.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, I'm just gonna buy a game like 6 months after it comes out when they finally fix it, because basically what seems to be happening now is that they're just trying to rush to get games out, meet yeah. deadlines, and they're not finished, and then they have to patch them like 2 months later. Like, I mean like, I don't, you know, GTA online, like, I understand, like, That's a different scenario where you're trying, like, you can't really test 15 million people jumping on a game all at yeah. once until you finally put the game out. So, you know, it's shit like that's bound to happen, but
beta testing.
Yeah, I know. But you can't beta test 15 million people
public
on a server.
Beta.
I know, yeah, you should, exactly. But that's what games are now. Like, when they're released, they're still in public beta, and then like 3 months later, yeah. they actually patch them.
Some bullshit.
Yeah.
So the game we're thinking of doing, we haven't tested it yet. We have to do some testing. It's Unreal Tournament 4. It's in a pre-alpha right now. It's free to play. It runs really well on pretty much any system. And it's really fun. If you've ever played the Unreal Tournament, the original one from 1998, it's fucking like the same thing.
Yeah.
Except it's new and beautiful. But it feels the same. It's great. It's free on UnrealTournament.com. You can download it, get it ready to go. We'll probably figure out something soon-ish.
Yeah, I mean, I remember a long while back we said we wanted to do another game night.
Yeah, we
just
forgetting.
Still haven't.
yeah, we can do some deathmatch, capture the flag, maybe give out some stuff to people who kick our ass, or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I figured it out. The original UT was one of those games I played constantly on LAN.
Like, yeah.
Every LAN party, every, yeah. Like,
me too. Every time I'd get home from school and I would just like jump on the computer and I'd play online. And like, that game was so shitty for the, like, maps you didn't have, you had to download,
exactly.
And it didn't save them. So every time you went to play a map you didn't have, you had to re-download it. And internet, I don't know if you remember back then, was really slow. So
it would take me like 20 minutes to download one map sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd wait and wait, and then the server would like drop out. And you're like, no!
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It's beautiful. Beautiful time. And like, I downloaded this one the other day. I was getting like 15 megabytes a second. I was like, oh my God, this is beautiful.
Yeah.
I love technology right now.
Yeah, I remember. My dad works at UMass Amherst doing computer science, and there would be nights we would go to his office like when I was a little kid. We'd go to his office and just like him and a bunch of his work buddies and me and my brother would just play Unreal Tournament on LAN.
So
like,
great.
Like 10 of us. Love it. Like Facing Worlds, I remember that map with
yeah,
the two giant towers.
The two towers, yeah.
And you get the Redeemer and fly it around. And
what game is this?
Unreal Tournament.
We'll show you. We'll show you before we get chicken.
It's Call of Duty, like 17 Modern Warfare 4.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing like Call of Duty.
Yeah, it's like Call of Duty if
it didn't suck,
exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's basically like Call of Duty, except with cooler things because they're not trying to be realistic, but shitty.
Yeah. Hmm. It's
free, too?
Yeah. It's a skill-based arena shooter. I mean, any sense.
Yeah, it's like Quake.
You don't get, like, fucking power-ups for doing good and killing people.
Yeah.
You have to know the maps, you have to know how to use the characters and all the guns really well, if you want to be good.
And back in the day, it was Quake 3 Arena and Unreal Tournament 99 were, like, the two, like, you know, the two big, like, arena shooters, like, the arcade
shooters.
Sounds
so familiar to that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
I know Quake.
Yeah. I always liked UT better than Quake. I mean, Quake had its moments, you know. It was, Quake 3 Arena was fun to play, and there were some maps in that were pretty cool. But UT was where it's at for me.
Yeah, me too.
I wanted to do a game night in like Chivalry or something stupid.
Other games.
Yeah, other games. We want to do another. If you got an idea for a game night, let us know. There's a Steam group. Find it on Steam. Join it. I also want to play Rocket League at some point, but kind of waiting for that to go.
Sounds cool.
That's the game with the soccer game with the cars.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. It's you haven't seen that? You really?
No.
Oh, man. It's like what everybody's playing right now, apparently.
Cool.
Yeah. I want chicken.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we have much else to talk about.
Not really.
If you should send in some intros, some bumps for us.
And, yeah. Maybe we should have a contest for somebody to write a new intro for combat for Podcast for Mosh.
Podcast Mosh? I'd be down for that.
I was thinking it would be cool to Tony had mentioned this to me too, my guitar player. He was saying that like it would be cool to have like a competition like in one of the songs, like in one of like a new song or something, like just have the drums and you have to beat the riff that we wrote over those drums.
Yeah. I think Tom had that idea, like a similar idea to that
right.
a long time ago. The problem is like, I feel like anytime we do one of those contests, nobody ever actually enters it.
Or it'll be like Disturbed riffs.
Yeah. We just get like one person that sends us a joke entry and that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's throw that out the window.
Yeah, just
Tony's a fucking idiot, so.
Yeah. If you have any complaints about this, send them in to Nick at LichKing.
Yep. He's not even here.
If we're still grinding your gears right now, send your complaints to Nick at LichKing.
It's my favorite callback.
Yeah.
We're recording the new Condition Critical album right now.
Yeah.
Oh, and it sounds tasty. It
sounds pretty tasty. We just, yeah.
I can't stand it. I hate hearing it. The music, I hate it.
Yeah, the Condition Critical, I'm doing their new album.
We did drums
a couple weeks ago. They did guitars on their own. Me and Mike are doing bass tomorrow. It's going to be cool. Vocals at some point whenever Ryan gets here.
Yeah. Whenever he swims over.
Swims back from Florida.
When he got home, like, when I dropped him off at Newark, it was 30 degrees when I dropped him off.
That guy needs to buy a fucking sweatshirt. Jesus
Dude,
Christ.
He was shaking.
He was freezing. He's from
Florida.
He's from Florida and he's wearing a t-shirt and shorts. Like, he's like, I didn't think it was going to be cold here. I'm like, you're in fucking New England,
yeah.
You shit. God damn
have a hard
it, Ryan.
Time.
And then he got home and it was like 85 or 90, and I was like, Jesus.
You piece of shit. You motherfucking
But
piece
he did
of
come
shit.
Here in like the hottest part of like early, like end of August, early September. It was like 101
it's
by
pretty
me.
Toasty.
Like it was gross. And he was like, felt right at home without the humidity part. And I was like, all right. And then, he's never seen snow before, and that blows my mind.
Wow.
We'll see some in Europe probably.
I was thinking that, when we come home from Europe, we'll probably see it here.
He's like 4 years old.
Yeah. 97. He was born in 97,
oh
and that
God.
Year doesn't exist.
No.
That's not a year.
He was born after the fucking N64 on the PS1 came out.
Yeah. Try to think of one good thing that happened in 97.
No.
Nope.
Nope. I was 9. I don't remember. It was like 3rd, 4th grade? Shit, I don't even know.
I was 6.
I'm pretty sure there was some like really dumb music happening right there.
Yeah, that was the age of like
Pearl Jam.
No, that was too late for Pearl. That was like shit. I don't even know.
Is that like
I can't even remember 97.
What is the song that's like all things that I used to say? You know what I'm talking about?
Do 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 do.
I've gone out the window. Isn't that like during that era or something?
It had to be. Yeah.
Oh wait. Is that Sugar Ray?
Is it?
Must be.
Maybe.
It's gotta be.
Gone out the window.
I know what song you're talking
about.
All
of that nightmarish bullshit happened when he was born.
Mm-hmm. He is the hellspawn.
That dude probably never even knew what a Tamagotchi was. Never even saw Furby in his life.
You know what?
His first console was a PS2.
Ugh.
I think it was early 2000s. Did you guys ever have the... I forgot what they were called. It was like a little music player, and you had the
Hit
little
clips.
Square.
Yeah,
yes, and it was 15 seconds of like Backstreet Boys or some bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
you paid like $20 for the player and like $5 for a little chip that played 15 seconds of music.
Yeah, that was the most idiotic thing.
And it was like right around the time that like Napster was the or LimeWire.
LimeWire, Napster, and Kazaa.
Like,
and
you would have this like enormous MP3 player that would hold 64 songs or like 70 songs, and then
the iPod was like, hey, guess what?
Yeah,
we're gonna own this shit now.
Hard drives.
There was
bitch.
Also a thing like a mini disc player, right? Wasn't there like a little square? Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I used to have, like, my brother.
I never had any of those. I did have a Discman at some point, yeah. But I had an actual, like, portable tape, a Walkman. Like,
oh,
like,
shit.
Yeah.
Portable tape player. And I used to record songs off the radio onto tape and then play them back in my tape player. I had, like, a mixtape.
Yeah, I have an old jukebox where you could actually convert, like, copy a, like a cassette to a cassette, or like record off of the radio onto the cassette. Like you could just transfer and make a copy. It was like, man.
Yeah, I mean that's like just before I was doing this, like just before like Napster started happening.
Yeah,
and
the Metallica ruined everything.
But yeah, I remember like the funny part was that like every song I would record, like the first 10 seconds of the song, I would miss like the first 10 seconds of the song because I was like, oh, the song's on. Now I gotta like get the tape and hit record. So. Mm. Every song I had just missed, like, the entire intro, and then it started, like, the first verse. So I just had a mixtape of, like, 3/4 of every song. Or I would time it wrong, and I would overlap some of the songs, and it was just, like, this horrible mixtape.
No kid growing up today will know what a scratch CD sounds like.
Oh, God. Just that...
Yeah, we enjoyed that on the way down the car, on the way to St. Vitus, you know, when I was pooping everywhere. Didn't have... All I had was these old mixtapes from the CDs from 2006, and they were all scratched to fuck.
Oh, God. It was my dad. We had to take my dad's car, because we didn't want to drive the... We didn't need to drive the bus down. So, yeah, there's just, like, old, like, road trip CDs in there with, like, really bad, like, mid-2000s, like, screamo bands and lots of Weird Al and... I forget what else.
Isn't there a Queen album?
There was some Styx and Queen, probably. Yeah. I don't know. It was just... Yeah, none of it was good.
On that super interesting note, we're going to get some fucking chicken.
We're
going to
get some chicken.
We're good.
Let's go.
We're fucking good.
We're going good? Hold on. I'm going to cue up the outro.
Cue it up.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Mike, your shirt's looking wonderful. Your lesbian hair is... your gym teacher hair is just fucking...
Yeah, still doing great. Anyway,
doing stuff for me.
I need a beanie like you to hide my shame.
Yeah, you do.
Sorry about that.
Beanie.
Anyway, we've been Lich King. This has been a somewhat abbreviated version of Podcast Mosh because we need to go eat chicken.
Yeah.
Go to the tour.lichkingmetal.com and look at the European dates.
Yeah.
Go to podcast.lichkingmetal.com to subscribe to Podcast Mosh on iTunes. If you like it and you want to throw us a buck or two per episode, go to patreon.com/podcastmosh. And that's it.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Mm. We're Lich King, and this has been Podcast Mosh, and you've been listening to Podcast Mosh. Good night, everyone.